You are tuned into Eye on Digital Marketing. This is episode 36. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at More Visibility, one word. You can also sign up for our newsletter if you visit our website, morevisibility.com. My guest today on the podcast is Vice President of Interactive Advertising, Max Braglia. Max, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chuck?
Good. Max, it's been a few months since you've been on the podcast. Is that because we don't have the budget to bring you in anymore? You're kind of a big celebrity around here. I know the price is high.
Right. I don't know about celebrity, but you know, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. The topic we have for the listeners today is a real important one. And when you brought this up to me to do this topic today, I was excited because the podcast where you've come on before, I think we've gotten really technical at sometimes and really granular in some of the SEM capabilities and the ad units and the channels. And today we're going to switch it up a little bit and talk about reporting and how to tell a story with your data and with your performance reporting, which is so important because, Max, I'm sure as you've seen, and we'll go through some examples, there is definitely a fundamental difference, right, from taking data and repurposing it just as it is versus taking that data and telling a story. So, Max, your job every single day is obviously looking at campaigns, managing campaign managers. You see reports 24/7. So can you start off at a high level and tell us from your point of view, what's that fundamental difference between just taking data, putting it in a report, versus taking that data and telling a story with it?
Yeah, Chuck. Reporting and storytelling are such important topics, especially nowadays. So I'm really grateful that we have this conversation. I will start by saying, so let's imagine that you and I are into running, and we are both into running half marathons. And so we meet one day, and I tell you that my PR in the half marathon is 2 hours and 50 minutes. Then we meet after 3 months, and I just tell you straight up, hey, Chuck, my PR now is 1 hour and 55 minutes. And right. I had nothing else. And so let me tell you, it's a great improvement. But there's no story behind it. So the data is that I have improved from A to B. But if I don't tell you what I have done, what's behind it, if there I did anything different in my training, in anything, it's going to be very hard, not only for you to understand, like, how can you also improve what I have done, but at the same time, everything will sound very dry. Right. It's just a data point, right? Yeah. So that's the difference. So when we talk about benchmarks for campaigns, click-through rate, number of conversions, reducing the CPA, all that kind of stuff is great. But why don't we take a step back and we try to understand what's behind it, and what drove that change. Now, not all reporting needs to be storytelling. There could be like a quick call with a client where you have a touch point and you just present the data. But right. When you do a wrap-up report, when you do a monthly report, that there should be like a way to tell a story, and that story is based on the data, and then you actually understand and read that data and tell a story.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Regarding the frequency, right? If you're talking to a client or you're talking to your team, whatever your situation is, maybe on a weekly, even bi-weekly basis, storytelling, I think, takes time to develop, right? Your story may not develop within a week, even within 2 weeks. And I say that because a lot of people who launch a campaign or launch a new test, they're going to get immediate results because you can see data, but they're also sometimes expecting immediate results. And those two things are very different. So you need time to tell a story. The example you gave where your PR changed in your half marathon, that's fantastic. You had to train over time. You exactly. didn't run a half marathon the next week, try again, and beat your PR by 30 minutes. That's not how it works, right?
Absolutely. And that's a great point. Which also, you know, it is to tell that when we look at the performance, we got to look over time. And that's why the storytelling is way more important when you do, as I said earlier, wrap-up reports or a 3 month or quarterly reports. There is where you're taking a step back and analyze the data over the course of time, and you're going to be able to do storytelling. It's much harder to do storytelling. It probably doesn't even make sense to do a storytelling over a week, okay? Week by week. It's not really conducive to understanding what's really going on behind the scenes and making decisions that are effective.
When you launch a campaign or really any digital initiative, you have your KPIs, you have your goals to start off. I'm assuming, and you could tell me otherwise, that that's what I'm leaning on, at least at first, to tell my story and to back that foundation. So in your point of view, if you're launching something maybe just to test, or you know, maybe your strategy was not that comprehensive, aren't you kind of hurting yourself if you don't set those KPIs and goals off the bat? Because when you tell your story, like for, again, using the running example, your goal was to get a new personal record, a new PR. If you didn't set that goal from the beginning, you're essentially just running. You may know that you feel better and you're running faster, but without that goal, what are you tying it back to, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going as far as saying that my goal was to reduce my PR by 15 minutes or more in 3 months or less. So really specific goals is what will allow you to do the best storytelling. Because at the end of the day, like, you have to think about it. This is like a universe where we all move in terms of digital advertising. But we launch campaign for awareness. We launch campaign for conversions. We launch campaigns for downloads. So KPIs, specific KPI, the more data, the better. That's going to guide your initial KPIs. And then you are optimizing toward those KPIs. And at the end of the run, you're going to tell a story that is going to allow everybody to understand if you were successful, to what capacity, based on the numbers. But it is a story that you're telling.
So let's take that a step further now. The people listening are likely, you know, on board, okay, got to tell a story. That makes sense. I got to have some substance behind what I'm doing. How does that translate into actual reporting? Because when it comes to paid advertising, we know we're dealing with a lot of data. So we see on a daily basis PowerPoints, Excel sheets, direct exports. I mean, you can do this in so many ways. I don't necessarily think it's best for us to tell the listeners how to set up their reports, but I think it is good to talk about some of the things that you've seen that have worked, because you're telling a story, so you're using your words, but you're also going to have to show something, right? So that something that you show has to align, has to attract whoever you're talking to as well, right? If you're very upbeat and you're speaking well, but maybe you have a Excel file that reflects nothing that you're saying and it's just a data dump, you still have a chance to lose them, right? You need those two things to work in tandem, right?
Absolutely. And so to use another analogy, let's imagine the person doing the reporting is director doing a movie. When you have a story to tell, right, you're going to find the best location, the best props, the best actors that are going to allow you to tell that story. And this is to say, there isn't really like a one choice that fits all. It's Excel, PowerPoint, like animations, it can be charts, it can be graphics. But the end result is that when you see a visual and you're presenting a visual in any form to a client that has the purpose of, you know, giving the client feedback on a campaign, it should be pretty understandable, if you will, at a glance. Obviously, you have to explain and everything. So whatever the tools or whatever you can use to make sure that when you load that slide or Excel, clients are looking at it and, okay, I get it. Now talk. And that's the most important thing. Because sometimes, to your point, I see Excels with like huge data points and data dumps that I see into, and I don't understand what I have to look at. So even like visualizations or arrows or charts or boxes around like the data point, because the eye is going to go to where you want the client, you know, like client's eyes to go. And so that's the purpose of putting a visual that makes sense.
Yeah, that's great. And working with clients on a daily basis like we do, you also have to know your client, right? Because there's tons of ways to tell this story visually. I have clients that I work with on a daily basis right now who will literally say, Chuck, I don't mind a data dump. Give me an Excel file. It could have 1,000 rows. I'll sort it. I'm fine with that. Then I have other clients, if I were to give that to them, they would immediately say, can I get a PowerPoint? Can you turn this into some type of visual? So first and foremost, know your audience, which kind of brings me to my next point of this whole storytelling aspect. The other layer of it is you have to tell a story, but remember, it's not necessarily all about you, right? So Max and Chuck can tell a story how they want to tell a story, how they depict it, but that may not be the best way to resonate with who you're talking to. At the end of the day, right, what you're trying to do is tell a story with your data, but you're really trying to get that story to sink in. If the story doesn't sink in, then you did nothing.
Absolutely.
You did nothing. And I say that because I've seen a lot of people get so prepared for a meeting with their client or a meeting with their marketing team, and they set everything up how they would digest it. And at the end of the meeting, they're a little bit disappointed because some people are asking questions they may have already went over. Or a week later, they'll get a question and they'll be like, why didn't you understand that in my presentation? Maybe you didn't allow your storytelling enough flexibility to be digestible. So know your client, right?
100%. You said it perfectly. Know your audience, know your client. Know the best way that you can tell a story to relate to them, that relates to them. And so it's really truly all there is to it.
On the downside, let's say I'm not very good at storytelling, which is fine because there's a lot of people out there where this is kind of, I'd say, new. When you're dealing with a lot of data, I think naturally it's completely obvious to say, let's just look at the numbers, right? What's the downfall, though? Like the long-term effect of going month over month, quarter over quarter, even year over year, and not telling a story?
Oh, it's a disaster, Chuck. I tell you, like, so the downfall for an agency, most likely, if that goes on long enough, you're going to lose a client. The downfall for if you're like an in-house marketing person for a company, you're going to lose like authority because you're going to make everybody, doubting your ability to, leading and bring them to a better place in terms of marketing. But really, for a business, like at the end of the day, everybody gets like complacent and, all of a sudden you realize that you missed a very important point. There was a story behind all that data, and that makes you lose business, actual business, and so money.
Yeah.
And so really, it's really, really important to me that more focus is put on storytelling versus just, collecting the data and showing the data per se.
Yeah, you don't want to lose business, and we don't need any disasters. So, start again. I don't think you have to start telling your story right away, but you have to have at least a foundation with your goals and your KPIs and start thinking about it and be flexible. Maybe that story could change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many times have we launched a campaign where we said, our goal is this after 3 months? Maybe we get to month two and we say, you know what? The data is showing us something different. Let's pivot. That story has changed. Still very positive. But again, just like if you were running a race, I don't know, you may cramp up halfway through. All of a sudden, your story has changed. You may still have a good time, but maybe there's an asterisk right next to that race now where you say, hey, I had a cramp in that race, so take that. You have to be able to get these things in your story, right? So if storytelling can be taught and it can be learned and it's also a little bit natural, you manage a great team of campaign managers every day. I'm sure this is part of your routine when you're going over with them and doing client presentations and doing run-throughs. Can you give the listeners some tips on how to be conscious of telling a story and how to develop those skills and those habits so it's almost second nature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I have the time to truly prepare for a presentation, that's really important. The first thing that I do, I look at whatever medium is that we're presenting. Let's say it's a PowerPoint, and I look at the data, and I take a step back, and I ask myself why. Or also, let's say, for example, I see like 3% increase in click-through rate, which means, and so that's the question that I ask myself. And if I'm not able to answer that question, then it's probably something that I shouldn't bring, to the client in terms of storytelling, because it could be that it was just, because of seasonality or other reasons. But if I find by asking those questions, the whys, what does that data point mean, then I can really find a story and I'm going to try to lead with that story. So it's really, at the end of the day, like Chuck, I think you said it earlier, like, you know your audience, be flexible, and ask yourself a lot of questions when you're preparing so that you're not surprised or you're prepared. And by asking a lot of questions to yourself, you're also going to find a story to tell, because one of the answers will be like, oh, wow, this is, I didn't think about that. So, and when you react like that, that's the story. You got to stop right there and say, hey, this is my story. Because if it surprises you and you find that connection, I guarantee you the client will be pleased and will be surprised as well.
I love that example, the walkthrough example. If I have time as well for a presentation, I've done this a few times where I will bring someone in who has no idea about the account, no idea about this client, and I will walk through the entire presentation or a portion of it and get their feedback. And initially, some people may say, well, that doesn't make any sense. They don't know anything about the client. So how could they really give a good opinion on what you're presenting? But it's actually the opposite, because what a lot of people forget too is the audience you're presenting to may be who you talk to on a daily basis. That story is likely also going higher to their executive team and who they report to, okay? And those people have their own day-to-day, daily initiatives they're working on. So they're even further removed from the granularity that you're doing. So if your story is not digestible to someone who's walking in the room and has no idea, they don't have to know that your click-through rate last month was 6.98. But what they have to know is that over the last 3 months, your click-through rate improved. And anyone walking into a room can understand that, right? And so I love the idea of walking through with someone from the outside, have them ask you a bunch of questions, right? Have them tear your presentation apart. Even if some of the questions are irrelevant, it's better to go that route than the other way, because you may find you change a lot of things in your approach.
Yeah, and you learn a lot. It actually is a great learning experience. And absolutely, Chuck, like when we do those brainstorming meetings and we actually look at the visuals and we ask a bunch of questions to each other, it's really an opportunity to learn more about the client, learn more about ourselves, and really improving. So
Max, this is a lot of great tips, great conversation. Is there any final things you'd like to tell the listeners in regards to storytelling, keeping it top of mind, and pushing that initiative out for all the things that you all do on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. I would say this, that with the major changes that are happening every day in technology, artificial intelligence, machine learning, so there are multiple tools based on technology that are going to help campaign managers do their daily activity of optimizing and all of that in the engines. But what is going to really then at that point be necessary and is going to add that value to whatever client you're working with is really being able to tell the story behind all those moving parts. Because in the past, it used to be much simpler, and it was like A to B with like also in a sort of a linear way. Now it's much more convoluted. So millions of moving parts. And again, so the client doesn't know about those parts, so it's the job of the strategist and the campaign manager to put all those pieces together and make them look very simple to understand, even though they might be very complicated.
Do not let your good work be overshadowed just because you did not tell the correct story in the correct way. And that's it.
I love it.
Max, thanks so much for stopping by today. If you would like any help with storytelling, any help with your digital strategy, Max and his team are happy to help. You can send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Max, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Chuck.